Yeah, let her have him, Captain.
1 minute, there are zero rainbow trout in John Hedberg Lake. Fewer than 30 seconds later,
fire in the hole!
There are 700. Nikiski residents are cheering on fish culturist Chuck Pratt Thursday as he flushes hundreds of trout from a hatchery truck through a hose and into Hedberg Lake. It's the first time the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is stocking the lake, just off the Kenai Spur Highway in Nikiski, around milepost 23. Starting in 2022, the department will add 1,000 rainbow trout fingerlings to the lake each year.
Yeah, if you have a hook, you can get them. Now, they're for the catch, hook, and line.
All right.
Jason Ross is president of the Nikiski Community Council, and he's been building the park next to the lake for a few years. He says fishing was one of the first things people asked about when he got started.
While I was out ice fishing one day, I was like, well, maybe I ought to talk to some people. So I just called Fish and Game.
Fish and Game stocks several lakes in Nikiski and around the peninsula. Jenny Gates, assistant area manager for Fish and Game's Soldotna office, says there are a few factors the department considers before it stocks a lake, like lake depth and oxygen content.
Primarily the most important requirement for our lakes is that they have public access and that they have adequate habitat to sustain a fish population.
The 700 trout the department unloaded Thursday are from the William Jack Hernandez Sport Fish Hatchery in Anchorage. They're between 9 and 14 inches and were originally supposed to be part of a fishing pool at the Kenai Peninsula Sport, Rec, and Trade Show this spring before the show was canceled. Gates says the only other fish they found in Hedberg Lake are sticklebacks. The lake is 23 feet at the deepest and named for a Nikiski homesteader, though it's not officially John Hedberg Lake yet. Ross says they're still working to make that title official. Gates says Fish and Game doesn't currently have a formal program to survey and sample stocked lakes.
I'll probably come back in the spring and have a look at this lake and see how the fish did over winter. Set a couple of fike nets and variable mesh gill nets for an hour or two and see what we catch.
Ross says he'd like to host fishing events at the lake in the winter. He's been working on making the park accessible for local recreationists with a track for bikers and ski trails in the winter. Tony Loop of Nikiski is building a community garden next door. Here's Ross again.
My vision is definitely some ice fishing contests for kids is one of the things I really want to do is build, have people come down here, bring their kids down here and have like maybe a one weekend ice fishing contest and, you know, see what we would do for prizes and whatnot or whatever, just to have some fun and get some people out of their house in the wintertime and have an excuse to go ice fishing and, you know, bring the kids along.
The bag and possession limit for rainbow trout in Hedberg Lake is 5 fish, and only one can be 20 inches or longer, according to Fish and Game. For more information on sport fishing regulations, head to the Department of Fish and Game website.
Well, guys, what do you think? Does it look okay for them?
Yeah!
All right. Well,